Right, it's Red News podcast number 6, and we're on the train back to Liverpool Street for a drink. I'm joined by Red News sellers Joe and John. So, we've just drawn 0-0 with Spurs after a frustrating game. Disappointing second half. Should have put those chances away in the first. What do you think of that then, Joe?
Yeah, it's a little bit two-dimensional. All the entire game, wasn't it? It was nothing really happening, particularly the second half. I'm not usually one to moan too much about referees, but if there was ever going to be a decent game fit in the second half, then he's totally spoiled it. So
I don't think it was a game with that many bookings that it deserved to be. We're out of breath because we've just run for the train, by the way, no other reason. John?
Poor game. They were poor. They were terrible. We should have battered them. We should have put at least one of them chances away. I want to see why the goal that went over the line was ruled off.
A lot of pushing and shoving, a lot of chances like that. Thing as John said, it's like they're a rival for top four, so you know we're better than them. So that's encouraging. You know that we've played at their ground and we've looked the side that looked like more likely to score.
Exactly.
But we're so poor passing the ball forward quickly that I hate it when it divers Evans to Jones, back to McNair. Yeah. I can see it's draw them out, but it wasn't working, so change the tactic.
Yeah, the confidence as well. I know De Gea has obviously been our player of the season again so far, for me anyway.
Signing out.
But they're just too ready to pass it back to them all the time and not press, not go forward. It just seems like an easy option to me.
Do you think that's falls back to we haven't got a midfield?
The physical presence, they're not being physical enough when they need to be. Some of them just couldn't if they wanted to, but someone like Valencia, who's got a bit about him, just won't take on players.
No. But then Young is, and I think Young's, I'd have him as man of the match today. Sound effects are by the train, by the way. I thought he was brilliant today. All good.
He was good.
Yeah, sorry.
He put in, again, another performance with good balls, giving the option, put himself about, some good tackles, and he supported that defensive line. He got back so many times to help them out when they're just divvying and leaving too much space between the midfield and the back.
He looked tired, though, and if that's the case, why play the same set of players two times in 48 hours?
But he now thinks that, well, he would say he hasn't got the players to play four at the back, so as soon as he plays three at the back, then he's only got two people who can play, again, can play wing-back. So then the whole team is dictated by the injury system.
Sort of, but then you had Shaw and Rafael coming back, so you change the whole side then, don't you?
You change the whole side, and if he's not... Shaw played, what, 5 minutes on...
Yeah, I know, granted. But the thing that worries me then is this is really nitpicking, because Falcao had a good game Boxing Day, but Falcao and Van Persie, I'm going to get slaughtered for this, but I think they're sometimes too slow together, where you need pacey. That's where we missed Di Maria at Arsenal. You need someone with pace alongside.
Falcao looked frustrated as well at times today, like he wasn't necessarily...
I was stood by his missus, by the way.
I was, yeah. It was a bit of a distraction. But, he looked frustrated that he wasn't getting the service. And I think, I don't know whether it's...
But yeah, he was put clean through for a perfect opportunity to score.
If we're picking on him, there's two games in 48 hours. But then think... You just want more, and that's where the title talk is so premature, because we're not a million miles of title winning side at the moment.
No, but the speed is only an issue if you're hitting on the counter. That first half, there was a 20-minute spell, and we dominated possession, and the passing was incisive, the chances came, and we didn't put away. If we'd have put one of them, then they'd have had to attack, and I think then we'd have probably seen out quite a comfortable game, because we had our period and didn't put it in back of the net.
Do you think we're too moany, though?
Oh yeah, of course, because look at us last year, we wouldn't give anything just for a decent performance.
I was thinking that today, actually. Like, you go back 12 months, then you'd have taken a performance like today and a result.
Where we should have won.
Yeah.
But we had used to play like this under Fergie, like this sometimes, however great those days were. We would have bad days where the crowd leave moaning or, heads are down. I thought the atmosphere was very good, considering such a long journey for everyone. 12 o'clock, farcical time. Lee Van Gaal and my army was good.
Yep.
So we're entering 2015 much more positive. We had a chat, me and John, in the summer. Quickly, right, De Gea, that's a given. Get him signed up.
Yeah.
That's 100%. Who do we have as right back?
I don't think we have a right back that we should have. Raphael just, you can't submit a position, he can't stay stood up for long enough. Going forward, he isn't as good as he thinks he is defensively. He's just naive, and he's 25
years
old.
I like him, but it's just every time you think you can't keep missing half.
He gives it, and he gets in people's faces. But you need solid players who are capable of defending. He can't defend.
Sure, we like.
Not seen him
enough.
He's 18 or so.
Right, 19. Well, we're cast of players. 80s isn't going to go down well, is it? How old are they? We can't even remember the day, let alone.
We paid a lot of money for him.
How old are you?
Old enough.
Right. Central defence worries me still. Big
none
time.
Yeah. McNair looks alright.
But he's so young.
Yeah, he's going to have to grow into that.
And I think you have to give all of them time. You know, 2 years. Oh, looks alright when he plays.
Who? Oh, yeah, I forgot about him. Well, he didn't to start with. He looks a calamity.
Yeah.
He looks a bit better.
Is he centre-back? Much better game, I thought. Yeah, involved himself.
Yeah, but a player like him is only ever going to continue to play well when you've got confidence in the back. Because, you know, he's going to want
to be a bit more
creative.
Paddling against the waves, isn't he? Yeah. All the time. You know, the game should run through Carrick, not him having to think, I've got a fucking once again track back to try and get out the mess they've created.
Yeah.
I still think, if you look at that squad, you just like the forward line. You've got Wilson coming through good, but if you know, I don't know. It's days like today you start thinking, oh Jesus, we need a bit more work than we thought we did. But on others.
But then if you get a proper leader of the centre back, you can control it.
Yeah, but then you said a right back, so that's 100 million. That's the war chest spent again, isn't it?
Okay. Well, where else does Phil winning place?
Well, I'm a twat who just looks at the paper and goes, yeah, I want that. So I see the Gareth Bale headlines and
that's
looks pretty, that. I'd like that. It's a present. So I'd twat. Well, yeah, but you don't know. I'm getting giddy, take it away here.
We need defenders far more than we need attackers.
Right.
Yeah, but you've got to sort out the back. Hmm. That's got to be the priority, hasn't it? Like I say, even if you've got half decent creative players, they're not going to be able to go and do that.
But Hummels has had a bad season so far.
But do you buy in January?
Yeah, I think.
Or do you think, well, if you think you can get top four without it, do you buy in January as a we need a player? Or do you wait until the summer and get the player you want?
Is that a rhetorical question? You're going
to answer asking you. No, I was asking you.
Well, right, what's the answer then?
Well, I think we can get top four without it, so why
buy? I'd always wait. Yeah, market's going to be better, isn't
it? You're right. Is that your Bank of England prediction?
These are facts.
Fact. We're third. We look capable of making third. We're not going to win the title. We're not going to finish in the top two. But we're fairly happy with where we got to at the moment. But there's buts. Which is a good place to be.
Yeah. There's less buts than there were.
I love whenever I leave the ground like today, like when we're sailing, the people are going, we've got to one, could have won. So never a team that settles for a draw.
Yeah.
We always want to go out there and win.
Correct.
Yeah, I think you should never kind of base your season on necessarily the teams around you, just focus on your own performances. But when you do look at the other teams, the league isn't as strong as people used to make out it was, even if it was then.
Mm.
So I think definitely we should be targeting that top three, top four.
And then go on a cup run, like we keep saying. Hopefully, go on a cup run, third place, improve, but be a bit more clinical, be a bit more faster with the ball. Right, so, you all had a good Christmas, I take it. 2014, your highlight and your low light, United-wise. My low light despite the depression of City, Liverpool, those 3-0s where everyone looked so resigned, that farce of the penalty shootout against Sunderland, where nobody can take a penalty, summed up Moyes more than anything. You get back in it, Hernandez scores in the last minute, you think, right, we're saved penalties, and then you realise Phil Jones and Raphael have moon boots on. And then the high point, this sounds petty as anything, but when Matt Moyes is sacked, and I supported his, but as soon as I thought, this man is disintegrating in front of us. So yours, Jay?
That last one's a bit of a mixed one for me, because one of my low points was the kind of slow falling away of support for Moyes, but justifiably.
Yeah.
And I was probably...
Yeah, but he always got it at the games, so none of
yeah,
us...
None of us
slugged him at UNAC.
Yeah.
Not in a million years.
I know that now.
We'd be
watching Van Hals team play is much, much better. But it was just a bit... It was disappointing, if nothing else, to kind of think that you'd... All of that was just falling away and not knowing. But I think, in terms of high points, just seeing some of those signings that we've got now with real intent.
When
it all comes together, but that's the thing. Everything's too.
Drink.
It's all very short term, isn't it? Everyone wants, everyone wanted Moyes to work out in the first nine, 10 months, which is why I was sort of probably holding out a bit more, because I was thinking these things take time.
Yeah.
Similarly, when you're buying new players,
we would have. We'd have lost today, and Moyes would have said, "We'll try." And we were seventh place today.
Yeah.
We'll try against Stoke. So we would give any manager time back. We just knew.
No, I know.
And yours, John, quickly.
Low point: Liverpool just being dominated for both games. That was very unpleasant. And the high point, I suppose, is Joe's issue with just buying players.
When Joe got married, that was a high point.
That was out of the football season.
Right.
good day. Just signing players and having the giddiness, whether they work out or not.
And you hate 2015. Three new players for me. We're in the Champions League and we're competitive.
Win the Champions League?
No, we're in it.
Oh, right.
Getting back in it, John.
I was going to say, you're going to get
Cup.
Do you need assistance with the rest of your journey?
Quite possibly.
Right. Okay, happy New Year, everyone. Thanks very much.